This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor-elect John Bel Edwards named more cabinet-level officials Tuesday, including Dr. Rebecca Gee, to head the Department of Health and Hospitals. The current Medicaid medical director for Louisiana, Gee is aware of the challenges ahead.
We have just fallen to 50th in the ranking of United Health rankings, the worst state in the nation. We believe we can do better.
She says Medicaid expansion is the first step.
In the first days of the administration, we will make the dream of access to quality health care a reality by expanding Medicaid to our working folks.
The governor-elect agrees.
We will set in motion the Medicaid expansion very early on. It may actually be the second day. But within 24 hours of being sworn in, we will issue the executive order, is my expectation.
Questioned further about those plans, Edward also gave a target date for coverage to begin.
July 1st is the day that I believe that the expansion will actually take place in terms of having Medicaid cards in people's wallets, and so that they can access health care through that program. We will actually work between now and then to go through all the eligibility and enrollment process associated with that.
Some have said there may be problems with a legislative resolution passed last year to pave the way for this immediate Medicaid expansion. Edwards says not to worry.
I am convinced that there is not a problem that can't be adequately addressed in the regular legislative session that starts in March.
Other newly named department heads include Dr. Chuck Brown for DEQ, Jim Wascom for Homeland Security, Ava DeJoie for the Workforce Commission, and Johnny Bradbury for Coastal. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.